Good morning. Why do we come to church? Let's think about that this morning. Why do we have this church building? Why do some of us give hours every week serving this church? Why do we give money to this church? Why? These are critical questions that we have to answer, not just for the people out there, but for ourselves. Why do we do what we do? And what is it all about? What is the purpose of all of this? In our gospel reading for today, Jesus tells us the first followers, you might call them the first church members, to become fishers of people. In the traditional language, we might remember him saying, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." This needs to be the reason that they do everything from that moment on in their lives. The question is, what does it mean to be a fisher of people? The image for me that comes to mind, maybe not so much the New Testament image of those big nets that they used to throw out and haul in hundreds of fish, probably because I've never seen that. But for me, it is the image of a fisherman standing on the rocks, casting out the line, standing there waiting, still and patient, and then maybe, God willing, a fish bites, and he reels it in. There is a lot we can learn about our faith from those fishermen who stand and sit so patiently on the lake, the beach, or the rivers. God calls each one of us to fish for people. But what does that really mean? I think it means, like the fishermen, we are not supposed to be just absorbed in ourselves, but we are to be concerned for what is out there. How many people go through their whole life not caring really about anything until it directly impacts them? A lot of people are like that. A lot of us are like that. To be a fisher of people is, firstly, to be concerned about what is out there, about something other than ourselves. Do we really care about what is happening around us? Do we care about the mother who is working herself to the bone to support her and her child? Do we care about the young person who no longer sees a reason for living? Do we care about the person next to us who is carrying so much hurt? To be a fisher of people is to be concerned about those around us. This is why the church exists, to remind us as individuals and communities that it is not just about us. It is about what is out there. It gives us a broader vision. This church should never allow us to live comfortably with our blinkers on. If we stop looking outwards, we have lost our purpose as the church. Are we at Trinity looking outward enough, or is it mainly about us? This is the first test of whether we are being true to our purpose. Secondly, fishers of people, they throw out a line. We can't be fishing if we are not throwing that line out into the water. This means we need to be people who are throwing out the line into the community around us. When we see someone struggling, someone in pain, someone in need, we are called to hold out our hand. Someone once said, if you had found God in your life, you have discovered the most important thing you will ever find in this life. Yet, how many of us share this discovery with others? When did we last share our faith with someone outside of this church? When someone is in need, do we come along beside them and share with them our faith and our hope in God? The God who loves us, the God who is inside if we will only look. Do we help those outside the church to discover this God? We need to learn to share our faith, to share about God far more easily than most of us do. We are not fishers of people if we are not throwing out the line again and again, that line of faith into our community. When we stop throwing the fishing line out, we are no longer fishing, and maybe we have lost our purpose. How is Trinity throwing out lines into this community? How are we? Because we are Trinity. Thirdly, fishermen are prepared to stand there for hours. Sometimes they just stand while the line is out there. Sometimes they cast it out and reel it in hundreds of times. That is the kind of patience that God asks of us. We need to reach out to people around us, not just once, but time and time again to those around us. How many people catch a fish on their first cast? Very few. Why do we then feel discouraged when we are sharing our faith if people don't respond positively right away? It takes patience, but we are called to never stop trying, to keep sharing, keep staying with them. Perseverance and patience is what will eventually win through. This is what God calls each one of us to do in our lives, but it is also the calling of the church. To follow God is to be fishers of people, to be people who really care about the women and men who work with us, the postman who drops off our letters every day, the teller at the mall, the person who does not believe in God. God calls us to be fishers of people because God wants each of these people to come back to him, to know his love and his grace. The biggest danger of the church is that so often we delegate that responsibility to the priest. The priest must be the fisher of people. The priest must bring more people into the church. The priest must bring people back to God. And here in the voice of Reverend Debs, let me tell you, the only people the priest sees during the week is largely parishioners. Priests have very little contact with anyone outside of the church or the diocese. A priest's vocation is to teach the church about our faith and our calling and to help us grow in our relationship with God. The priest's vocation is to challenge us, and for those of us who have not made a commitment to God, to consider that possibility. But it is our job to be fishers of men. It is our job to share about Jesus with those we work with and with our colleagues. Our priest will never get to meet them, but we have the relationship. It is our job to share about God with our family and our relatives. It is our job to bring new people into this church. Jesus says, "I will make you fishers of people." Are you prepared to let God use you in this way? Are we prepared to really see those around us and their needs? Are we prepared to reach out and share what we have with them? Are we prepared to speak about this amazing God who loves us? Are we prepared to invite people to worship this God with us on a Sunday? Jesus says, "Those who are ashamed of me in this generation, I will be ashamed of them when I come again." When last did we take the risk of sharing about Jesus with someone? When last did we speak about our faith to someone? When last did we bring someone back to the church or back to God? We have faith. Jesus says, "I call you to share that faith." This is why we are here. This is what the church is called to do. And never let us forget this. This is our reason for being as the church. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.